sportsbet.com.au. Brett Phillips, looking forward to your show again. Brett, welcome to you.
Thank you, Dwayne. Yeah, plenty bubbling around. Good to hear we're going to get some good news on the footy. Tennis-wise, it's still sort of in limbo at the moment. We wait, and obviously mid-June is going to be the key deciding period for the US Open and the French Open. In fact, in a normal world, Dwayne, the French Open would have been this week, and it still feels like yesterday that Ash Barty won her maiden Grand Slam title. And you know, for me to go to Roland Garros for the first time last year was pretty incredible. And to see the build-up, and you turn the page of the second week and all of us sitting there thinking she can actually win this, and she goes on to win it. It's a really special tournament. In fact, Guy Forget, the tournament director and the former star lefty from France over the weekend, has said that, look, they're not totally, pessimistic. France a little bit better situated than what New York is, for example, with this whole COVID-19. And they want to try and, get some sort of crowd involvement in the French Open. They're looking to probably push it back another week. So we're talking maybe late September into early October. But, D-Day will be that first couple of weeks of June.
We're one of the world leaders here in Australia for getting zeros at the moment. And Craig Tiley, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. He was thinking that we might have some of the best players in the world start looking at coming to Australia for a tournament or two, Christmas time, as opposed to waiting till Australian Open time. Could this be the bonus for Australian tennis, getting more of the big names down here earlier and maybe even December?
Yeah, well, that would be ideal. I mean, this has been an ongoing talking point for a long time. Can we get more tennis, Dwayne, here in Australia? We've had some great feedback on our First Serve social media channels. We've been putting it out there and got a lot of responses, which we're going to collate and go through on the show tonight. And there are certainly pockets in the year, particularly when the Asian swing is going on, which is normally through that October period. Could you add an event as part of that Asia-Pacific region, a WTA or an ATP event, just so we have more than just that month of January? So I know it's always been a debate. The calendar is so jam-packed, it's so hard to find little openings, but who knows how it's all going to look in 12 months' time. But, it'd be outstanding to have the tennis players for a lot longer here in our country.
What else have you got on the show tonight? 6 p.m. tonight is the First Serve. Who have you got on?
Yeah, well, we're actually going to talk from a parent's perspective, Dwayne, because, in a sport like tennis, there is so much onus on the parents. And often it's those who, I suppose, can afford to really invest in their kids and send them on this unknown path, because there's no guarantees they're going to make it. So we're going to speak to a couple of parents on the show tonight, because we've been looking at this Tennis Australia Athlete Performance Review. We've spoken to Wally Masur. We've spoken to the private sector coaches last week. And to get the parents' point of view, I mean, they're such a key stakeholder in all this, because without their input, their leap of faith in their children, these kids can't set about a journey to try and, achieve their dream of becoming a professional tennis player. So we'll get that and pay tribute tonight to Ashley Cooper. I mean, this guy is a legend. He'll never be spoken about probably like Rod Laver. He almost did what Rod Laver did back in 1958. He won three of the slams. He was a semi-finalist of the French, world number one in doubles and singles, and a guy who went on to become a magnificent administrator of the sport. Unfortunately, passed away over the weekend, and a guy who's just revered in the tennis world.
Great to have you, Brett. Look forward to it tonight, to the First Serve. Tonight, coming your way for Top Agents Real Estate, servicing all of Melbourne. If you're looking to buy, rent, sell, or have your investment property managed, head to www.topagents.com.au. Brett Phillips.